It's just, you can call me a Jamaican. I pretty much have tried everything in the world to do besides network marketing. I moved to Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta for a little over a year. When I moved to Atlanta, I opened up my store, which is Fashion Cafe, because it was my comfort zone, and this is what I'm been used to. So from there, I came right into what is known, I guess, as a declining market with our economy. My business dropped 70%, which was just devastating to me with the money that I was used to making. Everything that I was doing just pretty much came to a halt, from the clothing line to the website to everything. Real estate, I invested in a rental property in August. I haven't made my profit from that yet. So it's just been pretty, pretty crazy. So from there, I started researching recession-proof businesses. When I started researching recession-proof businesses, beauty and cosmetics came up, which was kind of like a no-brainer to me because I was a retired cosmetologist. So when I opened up my boutique and started researching recession-proof businesses, I also made a section where I can do cosmetology. I was going to come out of retirement. I was going to start back doing hair. I had a booth for myself and also for, you know, someone else to get a stream of income. Then along comes the mind Coleman, who is my immediate upline, who is a awesome man of integrity, like almost my best friend, my business partner, just a joy of a person to be around. He came into the boutique / salon one day and said, "I'm looking for a station. You have any stations?" And I'm like, wow, like he doesn't even look like he does hair. So to make a long story short, I'm like, I don't know. I'll get your number and think about it. So in that time, he's saying, "Well, you're going to need to get a shampoo bowl. You're going to need to get more dryers. Is it any windows back here?" Like, we're really me just meeting him. He was just like putting so much demand on me. It was crazy. So he called me back about a week later and said, "Well, Michelle, how's the remodeling going?" I'm thinking, like, remodeling? I never said that I was going to do remodeling. I said I was going to think about it. So when I talked to him further, I realized that DeMond was, he talked with so much prosperity and just wisdom and wealth and was talking about being a millionaire, and I just believe in having positive people in my life. So I reconsidered, and I did a lot of things to work it out so that me and DeMond could work together. Now, when we started working together, and also in recession-proof businesses, health and wellness came up. DeMond was in Artist International already, getting ready to become president. He was doing awesome. I mean, he was in my store basically selling more body masks than I was selling clothes, and he was steady like, "Okay, no, you have to come into this business. You have to come to a meeting." So to make a long story short, I go to a meeting and I am like overwhelmed at the transformations. Women are dropping down from a size 16 to a 10. You know, girls and guys were talking about how they were making anywhere from $10,000 to $80,000 a month. So I realized at first that the product was real because I saw the transformations. Then I saw that the money was real because I saw the people who actually had checks and saw an Artist International magazine that posted the top leader sales for the month, and I knew that my store was not doing anywhere from 20 to 80,000. So I'm like, well, I better get serious about this because this is real. So when I was at the meeting, I started texting everyone, all my friends, and just telling them what I was hearing. I couldn't believe it. So when I left out of there, I had so many texts back, replies back, people like, "When do I start? When do I start?" They were just as eager as I was just off me telling them. So I went back to the store that next day, and I said, "Okay, DeMond, I'm signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm signing up." From there, I signed up. I started in the business. That was March 5th. From March 5th to March 31st, which was a few weeks, my first check was $339. That was my initial investment back. The next month, which was April 1 through April 30th, my check was $8,000. So at this point, I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is real, and I just call it paid learning because I really had no clue as to what I was doing. I only had, like, 13 people who I personally enrolled. By May, the next month, which was just this month, we just got our checks. My next check was $15,000.
Wow.
So I have made over $22,000 in 60 days. And just in closing, I just want to say that what I've gained and realized from this was that in order to get something that I never had, I had to branch out, go on faith, and do something that I never done before, and able to kind of come out of my comfort zone to really open up to something new and amazing. So I just want to say for everybody and Artists International, welcome to the family, and I will definitely see you guys over the top. God bless, and thanks again for having me on the call to share my testimony.
Wow, what a fantastic story, Michelle. Now, let me tell everybody on the call who Michelle is, because Michelle enrolled Tycoon, who has enrolled Myron. I just want people to understand the power of connectivity here. So, Michelle, without you, then I wouldn't be here. So understanding how important each and every individual is and what they do, because she enrolled the person who enrolled Myron. And so that's just a testimony to the power of connectivity. And when you step out on faith and you do what you're supposed to do, then it affects all of us. So that was powerful. We appreciate
that.
Thank you. Okay, great. Now I want to find out, next up we have Dwayne. Did you join us yet? I don't see him listed. He may be out getting somebody enrolled. So what we're going to do is we are going to hear now from the person who enrolled Michelle. So isn't this great? So Desmond, you were on early and you said you couldn't wait to tell us your story, and guess what? We can't wait to hear it. So take us down the journey on what Artists has done for your life. *7, and you can unmute yourself. Desmond, did you push *7? And you can unmute yourself. You got it?
Okay, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Can't wait to hear your story.
Okay, Dr. Gladley, it is an honor and privilege to be on the phone with you guys tonight. Like Michelle, I do thank God for this opportunity with Artists International. It has truly changed my life. You know, I was introduced to this business by my awesome upline platinum president, Ms. Helen Delahousse, back in August at the Bob Brothers International Hair Show. And like Michelle, when I was first approached, I wasn't interested, you know, because I had other things going on that were working pretty well for me, you know, from my standard. And when I say my standard, meaning, you know, when I came to Atlanta in 2007, I was starting completely over. And I tell you, you know, I had a great year my first year in Atlanta, but I worked very hard, 6 days a week. You're talking 12 to 16 hours a day, establishing my clientele as a master barber and a hairstylist. And
wow.
I hooked up with one of the best distributors in the world as it relates to hair care products. And I was able to buy straight from Korea, buy directly. And a good friend of mine took an interest in me and helped me to brand myself and market myself, creating a company by the name of Straight Solutions, which I started in September of 2000, well, somewhere close, around the summer of 2007. And with that being said, you know, I made over $100,000 my first year in Atlanta, starting completely over, but I had no time. I had absolutely no time, even after making $100,000 in the type of business I'm in. By the time you get done with your overhead and, you know, just overhead in general, you know, I'm reinvesting money to make money. I mean, it just fluctuated so greatly, but I was okay, you know, because I had made great progress in a short amount of time. So when Helen approached me, you know, it just didn't even make sense. Drop two sizes in 10 minutes. Yeah, right. I've been an entrepreneur since I've been a kid, and it just didn't even sound right. It didn't even sound believable. I'm at a convention where people are selling everything, the Bonner Brothers International Hair Show, and I just thought this was another one of those products, you know, that somebody was bringing, you know, just to make a couple dollars and leave. Well, Helen approached me again, and the second time she looked me dead in my eyes and told me, young man, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and it would behoove you to come by my booth to see what I have to offer. So because of her persistence, I went by. I was amazed at what I saw. Women were coming from behind this makeshift tent, like with these shower curtains, you know, with their clothes falling off of them, some of them in tears, just going bananas, you know, little grandbaby saying, Grandma, what's wrong? You know, and I was just blown away. So I knew that this was something that I could take back to St. Louis, where I'm originally from, and make a lot of money. And I'm just thinking retail at the time, because that's what I was doing. I was doing hair, and I was retailing some products that were the number one in the country as related to hair. And so I say, hey, this is something else I can take and add some ammunition to my fire. And I go back to St. Louis. I got a dry response initially. I mean, it was okay, but nothing like I expected. My colleagues at the place I was working at before I met Michelle, it was very dry, no support. You know, and that's why I was so demanding of Michelle, because I liked her spirit. And I'm like, look, sister, you go open up this place for me, and we're about to get paid. And she rolled with me. You know, she believed in me. And because of Michelle, you know, opening up, I just believe that was just the beginning back in January, because I slept on this business for almost 3 months. And come January, I got out of that place I was in. I came over with Michelle. I went from $2,500 a month to over $35,000 a month. And, you know, my past check, yes, well, let's see, what's today? Actually, I got my check on yesterday. It was $34,970. So I'm going to say $35,000. And so, you know, over the last 2 months, I've made $68,000.
Wow.
That's in my sleep. You know, I'm doing hair 2 days a week now versus 6 days. Just told Michelle, after I asked her to open up this wonderful store she has and expanded a little bit on my behalf, you know, I may be on my last couple of weeks here. But, you know, God's good. And I thank God for Artists International. My initial goal was to make $250,000 this year, but I'm looking forward to making $500,000. I know that's possible. And this would be the least productive year that I would have had in Artists International. We're going to do an $87,000 a month average starting January 2010, because that's what it takes to make $1 million in 12 months. And I'm just trusting God for that vision. And I thank God for my team, Michelle McArthur. I thank God for Stormy Wellington, who's on the phone right now. You're going to hear her story. Stormy was a great inspiration to me, because we started together, you know, at a round table in Atlanta, just four people not having a clue of what we were going to do next. But we showed the body magic. We told what we knew, and the meetings kept growing. Stormy showed me that check for $3,000. And I'm like, wow, you know, we had just got started, and I'm still just talking to my family and friends thinking that they're going to get me to that level. Didn't happen. Stormy came back. I think the next check I saw on her table was like $27,000.
Wow.
And I'm like, look, you are not about to leave me. You are not about to leave me. What are you doing? She like, DeMond, I'm talking to everybody. And I said, that's it. I listened to her. You know, there's a rumor going on around Atlanta about Stormy saying she made all that money. I'm not going to say what she did. I'm going to let her tell her, but said she made all that money because she was signing up dog, cats, and trees. I say, well, if that's what it takes, then that's what I'll be doing. So she was a great motivation to me, great inspiration to me, as well as Michelle and all you guys who have come into this business and poured your heart out. So it's an honor and a pleasure to work with you all, and I look forward to, as Michelle said, seeing you all over the top.
Wow. Now, DeMond, let me ask you this question, because everybody may be thinking, because you had the clientele and you have, you know, you're a barber. Did you get a lot of your clients involved because you have a captive audience when they come in, or tell people how to integrate that into what they're doing?
Well, you know, I would lie if I said that, because that's not true. Most of my clientele did not bite. My clientele knows DeMond is a hard hustler, and he would sell us the shoes off his feet. I am. So they just figured it was something else I was doing. And, you know, one of my clients even said, when I first started Artists International, like, you always doing something. You just doing everything. And I say, you know, until I get to where I want to be, that's exactly what I'll be doing, taking chances, you know, on a product that I believe in. But they were the last people to get on board. And, you know, I still welcome them in with open arms. But they were the last people, and not many of them have gotten on this train. I mean, a lot of them have not. So my industry, you know, was not an advantage to me.
Okay.
Not at all. Not even a little bit. It was from me getting out there in the streets every day, talking to people at the grocery store, Walmart, department store, on the side of me. If you got your windows down, you know, I'm, I told Stormy don't leave me, so I'm on their heels. You know, I love friendly competition, but she motivates me. So she's one of the people along with my platinum president, Helen Delahousay, and people like Dorothy Cook and Robert and Nicola Jackson. I mean, you know, we were the four horsemen here in Atlanta. And, you know, they showed me, you know, you talk to everybody. I don't care if they have holes in their shoes. Okay. It does not matter. You don't discount anybody because to me, my best, man, what could I say? The biggest pleasure for me, the greatest gratification that I get out of this business is helping other people come up. Yeah, I talk to people who look like they got it going on, but I talk to a lot more people who look like they just need a break. They just need somebody to believe in them. I want to be talked about in their family generation to generation passed down. So, you know, I was born to have not, and, you know, with the success. Similar test.
Okay, you cut out a little bit there, Damon. Well, that's a great story, and we appreciate you sharing the story with us. Can you tell us quickly how many people you have in your organization?
Right now, it's about 1,400, and I signed up in September, but the light bulb didn't go off until like December. I got a check in December for $1,500 and some change. It was right before Christmas, right around that time. I think Stormy had got a nice size check. I'm let her disclose that amount. And so that light bulb went off, and that's why I said I had to get away from where I was at, and I came to Fashion Cafe, and you know, went from first check was $270, then it was $1,500 and some change, then $2,500, then $7,500, then $14,800, then $33,000, and in his last check, $33,000. So, you know,
wow.
We've made over $100,000 this year already, and the best is yet to come.
Wow. That's just fantastic. One last question. Because you are a man selling women's undergarment mainly, did you have a lot of flack, and how did you deal with that for the men on the call?
Well, you know, I thank God for my dad. You know, man, I tell you, me and my dad started establishing a strong relationship when I was about 13 years old, and one of the first things he taught me how to do was to be a gentleman. And so if you are a gentleman and you treat women with respect and you practice good ethics and professionalism with whatever you do, I mean, there is no, the sky's the limit. There's no boundaries that I have not been able to break, from measuring women to putting body magics on women. I mean, you know, I don't have to do that at this point, but when I first started, you know, I was at a salon and a young lady was supposed to help me. She got caught up with clients. She had about 18 women in her salon that needed
Wow.
to be fitted. And one sister came up. She said, I just need somebody to get me in this garment. And Becky looked at me. I said, don't look at me. And lady said, look, boy, I've been married 16 years. I got to pick my son up from daycare. I need you to get me in this garment. I asked Becky's mom to come in the massage room with us. And between the two of us, we got that garment on. I fitted about 15 women that day, with Becky's mom being present. And it was unbelievable. I was on, I mean, man, nervous as I ain't never been in a tell my wife nothing. I told my sister, I was going to tell my sister, don't you tell her. I said, I got to tell her, sister. I'm so glad I told my wife when I got back, because my upline, platinum president, Ms. Helen Delahousay, put me on blast at a showcase my wife was at, and said, yeah, DeMond even putting the body magic on women. I told her already.
Wow.
So it was something my wife and I had to discuss, you know, and I let her know there will always be another woman present if that was the case. And to be quite honest with you, I consider myself to be a master fitter because I'm stronger than most women. And I go very aggressive with that body magic.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
So it has not been any boundaries with me being a male. I like to think I have an advantage versus a disadvantage.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. Damon, thank you so much for sharing your story with us tonight. That's really inspiration to everybody. And we are going to hear, last but not least, from Miss Stormy. And like I said in the beginning of the call, Stormy, your name got around to a lot of places. And I heard about it. I'm like, who is Stormy? Who is this lady? So we all want to definitely hear what your story is, and you could take it away.
Okay. I first of all want to say Damon and Michelle, y'all's story is amazing. Damon and I, we started, you know, we were four of us, it's true. We started off together back in about October, and him or neither him or the other people that started with us, we had no clue that the business would have took off the way it did and, you know, just changed our life for the better. So I first off want to say, you know, Damon, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations to all of your success. And don't forget about me, partner. Don't forget about me. And Michelle, I'm so proud of her. I haven't heard from her in such a long time. I didn't even know she made it to the presidential rank. So I just want to also say to her, she's on the phone, congratulations. Keep on pushing for Platinum Girl because you deserve it, and I know you will get there. So let's get to me and my story. My story started off at about, let's say, in September 2008. A few days, and I'm going to take you through a walk in my life before the Mighty Magic came around. Unfortunately, my story is not as beautiful as Damon's and Michelle. I wasn't making money. I wasn't even making $100,000 a year. I had previously, years and years and years ago, because I did own several boutiques, but when I moved to 2004, things went downhill for me. I was doing real estate, and of course, the market went so, you know, got so bad, and I wasn't able to sell any houses or anything. I had to do what I had to do, so I went and got myself a job. I was working at Dun & Bradstreet. I was working on corporate sprint accounts. I was making about $14 an hour plus bonuses and commission, and I was the top money earner in that position. But, of course, I still was not making enough money to pay my bills because I was used to making so much money that my mortgage and my car note and all of my bills super exceeded my checks. So in about September, the end of September, my job was in the process of downsizing. My house was in foreclosure. I couldn't pay my mortgage. My utility bills, whatever wasn't hooked up easily, was about to get cut off. I mean, my car, I had a BMW, which was a prepaid lease that had to go back. So I was then driving my 2005 Passat, which still is not in very good condition. The brakes barely work. The sunroof will fly off. And, you know,
boy,
I am a 29-year-old single mother of two. And
wow,
it was hard. It just was really, really hard. And then one day I was in the process of renting out my home when I met Mr. Robert Jackson, which is the husband of Nicola Jackson, Platinum President Upline, who I'm so thankful for. He approached me. Of course, he was coming to do a measurement on my basement, which I was actually getting my basement completed because I was renting the house out. And the people that was renting my home, they wanted the basement to be completed.
Okay.
So I'm getting my house. I'm getting an estimate from him to get my basement completed so I can rent out my house to move into my apartment. And in the middle of him, you know, giving me an estimate on my basement, and me and my other two girlfriends were there at the time, and he goes to me and says, how would you feel if I told you that I can help you drop three dress sizes in 10 minutes? Well, you know, I'm being cordial with him, but inside I'm laughing. I'm like, this guy needs to just be quiet because he's not making any sense right now. So of course, I wanted to get a good price on my basement.
Right.
So I stayed with a big old smile, but in my mind, I'm like, okay, give me my estimate and just leave. He went on to tell me how his wife had gotten up to 208 pounds. She gained all this weight. She was depressed. She was unhappy with her weight and how good she looked at the time. Like, if you see it now, she looks so good. So I agreed the next day to see her. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. The only reason me and my two girlfriends agreed to even allowing her to come is because he bragged on her so much. He was like, okay, let's see what she looks like. I want to see what she looks like.
Okay.
We was not interested in the business. We was not interested in a garment. We didn't believe that a garment could make you lose weight, because those of you on the phone that I know, this garment will make you lose weight if you wear it for a period of 4 to 6 hours. And he told us that at the time, but of course I did not believe it. The very next day this woman came. Her stature was, I mean, her body was just everything every woman wanted to be. Her stomach was flat. Her waistline was small. Her buttocks was lifted. Her posture was great. Everything was just perfect. You wouldn't this woman weighed 200 pounds ever. At that time, of course, I put on the garment, and everything that he said at that time became true to me. I was 12 at the time. When I put on the garment, I immediately went down to 10. My clothes was falling off. And
wow,
at that point, I was excited, and I saw the vision. And, of course, being that, unlike many people, my back was against the wall. I needed a way out. I immediately saw that the opportunity to be able to retail the products, because I come from a retail background. Mm-hmm. So when I was told that I could buy the products wholesale, and that was just the Body Magic. I didn't have a clue about anything else. I didn't even know it was a multi-level marketing company. I've never been in multi-level marketing before. I'm just an ordinary person that was looking for a way out. So I immediately got into the business, and I remember selling my very first garment. I didn't have the money to buy a lot of inventory. I didn't even have the money to join. I scraped the money, borrowed this, borrowed that, paid the money to join the company, and I bought one garment after my authorship bill, which was for $39.99. I'll never forget. I went to the gym that day with the garment on, and everybody was going crazy. Okay, what are you doing? You look so good. You're losing so much weight. My coworkers, everybody. The one garment that I had, I put it on someone. Didn't never told the price, nothing. Just put the garment on her, and she wanted it. She went crazy. So happened the garment that I had was her size. She wanted it. After she put the garment on, that's when she asked me how much is the garment. Right then and there, it just you know, it really just touched me and did something to me, because it made me realize that I have a product that people want, and they will pay for it regardless of the price. Mm. They don't even want to know how much it costs. Because, see, every woman, everyone in the world wants immediate gratification.
Right.
The garment gives you immediate gratification. Before you even get into the benefits of it, what the garment is going to do to them right away is just going to drive them wild. So I sold that one garment to her, and that one person I sold the garment to started to send me clients. At that time, I was still at my job. I was able to quit my job in a total of 8 days after just putting one person in the garment, and understand that I was so broke that I couldn't even afford to order a bulk of garments. I would buy one, sell one, keep some money, buy some more, buy another one.
Wow.
And then I got a check. I got a check from my mortgage company for about $1,300. I stay contemplated with the check. Okay, do I pay some of these utility bills, or
right,
do I go to these Body Magic that I'm selling so quickly? And that is what I did. I took a leap of faith, and God has blessed me, blessed my family. I am so, so thankful for the business. My very first month, I made a total of about $8,500. I bought those $1,300 worth of products. I went into salons, beauty salons, barbershops. I would go in there and walk out with $1,500 in an hour from just selling garments.
Wow.
I started selling business opportunity. My second month, I made about $9,000. My third month, I made about $30,000. My fourth month, I made about another $30,000. My fifth month, I became the platinum president. I am the youngest platinum president in Arts International. I am so grateful for that.
Wow.
And then that month, I made an $86,000 check. And then I've been averaging about $5,000 a month. And I'm not going to get into a specific number as of what my check was this month, but for those of you on the phone, just understand it was more than the $86,000 check. So I am just so blessed. I am so excited. Arts International is changing lives. It's changing our finances. It's changing the world together. This is something that it's nothing that you could, you know, you don't need to contemplate on it. You don't need to think about it. People are waiting on you to go out and tell them about this opportunity. Not only is it something that will give you immediate gratification, it will have that free in 3 to 4 months, but it's something that is going to build your residual income, that you will be able to make money for the rest of your life. That is the part, and that is the key part that people fail to realize, that the residual aspect of the business is what's key. Knowing that you don't have to no longer clock into no one's job, knowing that you don't have to no longer live paycheck to paycheck, but you could just plant a seed and just work and take massive action for a year to 2 years and have a residual check coming to the mail every single month is truly a blessing. So for those of you that's taking a look at the business for the first time, or for those of you that are already in the business, it's time to get serious and to know right now where I stand. My residual alone is anywhere between $35,000 and $40,000 a month, not counting the extra bonus I get off of the Power Start program. So,
wow. Stormy, can you tell us, this is just amazing, can you tell us the single most way that your life has changed? Because we all always hear about, you know, money, what it does for you, it gives you options, it gives you freedom, it gives you all these things. Can you tell us the single most thing that having this money available to you that has done for you?
I'm going to say the business. What the business has done for me totally is, you know, I don't know if anyone on the phone can relate to this, but it's hard living life not knowing your true purpose. You know, I will always worry about, you know, what am I going to do in the future? Like, I'm a I have a lot of experience in owning boutiques and wholesale and retailing anything from clothes to accessories. But I know that with the economy going how it's going and you have so many big businesses, it's hard to compete with those type of companies. So I have no talent. I can't dance. I can't sing. I'm not Beyonce. I'm not a football player. So not knowing my true purpose in life was always something that always bothered me. And because of Artists International, I have been able to find my true purpose in life. I know that now I was born to be an inspiration to others. I was born to be a motivational speaker, and I was born to be the sole provider for myself and my family and to let anybody know that they could do so whatever they desire. I did not high school, I have a GED, I have never been to college, and just to let people realize and know that if this woman could do it, so can I. So I have really found my purpose, and of course, the finances that I've acquired over $250,000 in 7 months is also a plus, but knowing my purpose and being able to bless others is really, really, really how I feel I have impacted for the greater.
Wow. Wow. So where do you go from here, Stormy? You once an artist for all of us that are new to the business. Once you've reached the platinum level, there's nowhere other ranks, if you will. So what do you do? Where do you go from there?
Well, I have to make this announcement for those of you that do not know. I just broke another platinum. I directly enrolled a woman by the name of Miss Nicola Hill, and she just made platinum. And I'm saying that to say, even though you become a platinum, I can't speak for anyone else, but for myself, it feels good to know I have a new director, or I've helped someone accomplish the rank of president or supervisor or platinum president. When you have people on your team to become platinums and diamonds and directors,
wow.
It's a great feeling for you, and it lets you know that you are doing something to impact the lives of others, because one thing about this business, leadership is very, very important. It has a lot to do with your organization, and, you know, being able to lead others and give them direction is something that, you know, you have to have in this business. Knowing that I'm helping people break ranks that's platinum, and, you know, it really makes me feel good. And my goal for this year is to have 8 platinums on my team, and I already have one. I have 7 more to go. So that's where you go from there. You continue to help other people get what they want, because if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. And I hope if Damon is on this phone right now, I'm going to say something to you, Damon, that just hit me the other day. And, of course, Mr. Myron Golden and Michelle, if you guys are on the phone. When you make someone, once you become a platinum and you make someone else a platinum, or you help someone else achieve the rank of platinum, you become a platinum all over again. I'm talking about the feeling you get, the paycheck you get, and it's just so rewarding when you help someone else become platinum. So don't ever feel as if you got to the highest plateau and you're done. No, you have to help other people. There's a whole world out there of people that need you. So you just go out there and save those people. That's just my whole take on the matter.
Wow. Now, how many people do you have in your organization? In the 5 months that you've been in.
Yes. I just logged off of the computer a second ago, and I have 8,000 and some, like 8,050 on my team.
Wow. And can you tell us how many of those are personally enrolled?
Of course. I personally enrolled 61 people.
Wow. Just look at that. I mean, I try to get people to understand, you know, I've done a lot of network marketing prior to artists. But really speaking to the power of numbers, and it just doesn't take a whole lot of people to do what needs to be done. And I think, you know, that's what it makes this company really unique, is that it really speaks to the power of the numbers of people and how that multiplies and magnifies, and then just how many people that derive from you. You telling somebody, and then now there's 8,000 people that know about this company that would not maybe have known about it had you not, you know, had your back against the wall and took that leap of faith with that $1,300 check and saying, do I pay my bills, or, you know, do I, you know, invest in this? And then, you know, you don't look back, and it's just great. I mean, do you have any words that you would like to leave? Because a lot of people on the call, we're in different stages. Of course, the company's new, so I feel like most people are new, but because you're new don't mean anything, because you guys have achieved so much in such a short period of time. But for those of us who are just getting started, what would some of your, probably maybe your 2 or 3 tips that you would say, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to focus on to ensure if you're on your way to platinum president?
Right. First of all, I want to say it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. Everyone and anyone can be a platinum president. Ms. Dorothy Cook always says it doesn't matter if you come from Yale or jail. This business is for everyone that so wants to be changed and wants to change others. It's important that, you know, you believe in yourself because you'll never believe how many people say they love themselves and they believe in themselves, but they're not showing it. And I realize that with this business, you have to be willing to, and not willing, you have to believe in yourself. You have to take massive action. You have to be willing to be coachable, duplicatable, the wheel. Don't reinvent the wheel. The steps and the procedure that you need to take to make it to the next level has already been laid out for you. Just do what everyone, do it Helen Delahousse is doing, Nicola Jackson, DeMar Coleman, Stormy Wellington, Dorothy Cook. Just do what we're already doing. And what we're doing is every single day, we live our day as if it's going to be our last. Every day, successful people do every day what ordinary people just won't do. You have to know that you are an extraordinary individual. You have to know that this business is waiting for you to go and change someone else. I believe in my heart that it just, you know, when God created Mr. Diaz de Leon, he had a vision with all of us in mind. He knew that one day that this business was going to change all of our lives for the better. Just knowing that I don't have to ever get a job ever again in my life, and I'm going to be able to help countless of other people achieve that same thing, it really means a lot to me. A lot of people on this phone, even like DeMond said, it took him, 2 to 3 months before he really realized what he had. Now, DeMond's testimony should let you know, don't let 2 or 3 months pass you by where you realize what you have. He's telling you that it happened to him. Don't let it happen to you. You take this business. You take massive action. You go for it because the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a check. And you're going to get a check, and somebody else is going to get a check, and we're going to be all healthy and wealthy together. I remember when I first joined, I said, I'm going to be a millionaire by this year. I'm going to have millions, not just 1 million. I'm going to have several millions. And it's not just going to be my millions. It's going to be mine and others. So I just want to say, believe in yourself. Keep the faith. Faith is power. Take massive action and just listen to your leader and just do and be, sorry, coachable and duplicatable. And I want to thank Myron Golden. I met Myron Golden several months ago. I am one of the people that helped him get into the business. He's been such a motivation to me. He's a person that has so much integrity and cares so much about other people. And I do know that a lot of you on this phone are on Myron Golden's team. You know, being that he comes from the trash man to the cash man, he can speak, from his own life experience. And I know he feels just as I feel, that not only do I want to be able to change my life and my family's life, but I feel good knowing that I'm contributing to other people's lives being changed. So thank him, and thank you, ma'am, for having me on y'all call tonight.
Well, yeah, we sure appreciate it. These testimonies are so inspirational. And this call, just to remind everybody, the call has been recorded, and it will be available very shortly. Thank you so much again to Michelle, to DeMond, and to Stormy for sharing their testimonies. I know Dwayne wasn't able to share his tonight, but it truly is an inspiration, and we are motivated and inspired. And so I know I have my own personal goals to get to president within the next 30 days. So I'm, I mean business with this. I'm like Myron. I ain't playing. That's what he always say. I ain't playing. And so he is truly an inspiration and a leader to us all. Please, everybody, go to SkillionaireDreamTeam.com where all of the events and things are posted. And he said, make sure and check it daily because sometimes some of the best things just happen at the last moment. And it's like we need to do a call tonight. And I like everybody keeps saying, and I like when you said that, Stormy, to remain coachable. People don't really understand what that means. That means that do what you're told, because everybody thinks we know how to get it done, and we know do what you're told and keep it simple so that it's duplicatable to everybody on your team. So once again, we just want to say thank you to all the powerhouses on the team. You're inspiration to us, and we are looking up, and we're all reaching for the top. So to everybody that was on this call tonight, we do want to say we appreciate you taking out your time and hope you're inspired. And let's go make it happen. So good night to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star 0. The moderator has not yet joined the conference. Please stand by.
Thank you.